What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, great, awesome, powerful God we serve. Good morning. Good morning. Well, we got another week of tapping into God, loving on him, appreciating him, enforcing and commanding the word of God concerning our life. Pastor Butler, you're here. I'm going to give you to 6:20 for you to take us through, and then I'll be ready to pray us on into glory. Thank you, Pastor Butler. We're in your hands.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Good morning, KCC family. Well, it's another day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he laid us down to sleep, but we awaken. Hallelujah. We thank him because he covered us, amen, and caused us to recover. And we're grateful this morning that he is our God. Who is a God like Jehovah? Hey, I was just thinking this morning, amen, the Islamic, how they're faithful. And they worship Allah, amen, Buddhist, amen, with Buddha. And all Mahatma Gandhi, and Swami, all the rest of them. But, amen, the Bible said he is the only wise God, the King of glory, the Prince of life. And for that reason, if they can walk and get up early and stay up in a mountain and sit and praise and worship, amen, invalid entity that disguises themselves and falsehood as God, we who have the true and the living God, hallelujah, the one created heaven and earth, we ought to be ecstatic, elated. We ought to be supernaturally excited to come boldly before his throne and love on him before we even ask him anything. We love on him. I love what our pastors say about enforcing the word of God as we have been deputized as spiritual officers, amen, and spiritual law enforcers. The law has been given by the lawgiver. But we are here to praise him. Let's bless him. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, say, God, we thank you for being in the land of the living, for our tongues having the ability to bless, to honor, and to celebrate you, the true and the living God. Receive our praise. Come on, let's pray. Lamb of God in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, thou that rules the heavens, thou that rules the earth. Father, you said you are so mighty that the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. My God, hallelujah. You said, Lamb of God, when you walk on the clouds of the air are the dust of your feet. Oh, my God, every time you walk, Master, hallelujah, the clouds spread out. It's the dust, and we glorify you. Who is a God likened unto our God? You're the King of glory. You're the King eternal, immortal, and invisible. You're the only wise God, our Savior, and we bless you. We adore you. We honor you. We celebrate you. We praise you. And we do it with the fruit of our lips this morning. Father, we wake up this morning to say, Lord God, and we love you, and we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to come once again and be in the land of the living. For you said the dead does not praise thee, neither does any that go down into silence. But while we yet have our being, Father, we come before your throne. And we come this morning, Lord, before we ask you anything, before we make a petition, a request, before we make a supplication, Father, we want to stop and in everything give you thanks. Thank you for allowing us, Lord Jesus, to make it back to our places, hallelujah, our homes, our places of residency safely. Thank you for keeping us over the dangerous airways and the dangerous roadways. Hallelujah. Thank you for even allowing us to be kept as we went in and out of divers' businesses. Father, things we've taken for granted, not realizing that had it not been, hey, for the Lord on our side, surely we would have been consumed. But God, we thank you that you are for us, and that means that nothing could be against us. For that cause, we give you divine praise. We give you divine glory. What shall I render to the Lord for all your many benefits unto us? For I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. For your name is great, and it's greatly to be praised. Once have I heard, twice have it been spoken. Power belongs to God. Father, you're the only one, hallelujah, that has the ability, the capability, and the power, hallelujah, to raise the dead, hallelujah, to make the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. And then you give this power unto men, saying that as I am, so are you in this world. We thank you, Lord, for the great, exceeding, and great precious promises that you've given unto us, that by these we are partakers of your divine nature, having escaped the corruption, hallelujah, that is in the world through lust. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a sound mind this morning. Some don't even know that they're out of their minds. Some don't even know, Lord Jesus Christ, that their Lord Jesus' minds have, Lord, departed them. But, Father, we thank you this morning that you've given us a sound mind, a mind to make proper, godly decisions. So, Lamb of God, we praise you for every activity of our limb. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the ability to see, for the ability to hear. Father, for pain that has dissipated out of our limbs and joints, hallelujah, our marrow and bones. Father, we thank you, hallelujah. Though God, because, Lord, you have made us and not we ourselves. And because of that, we say, be glorified, thou matchless wonder. Be exalted, thou King of kings. Be lifted up, hallelujah, he that was and is and is to come. Thou art the first, the last, the beginning, the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. You alone are God, and we ascribe no other a person with glory, power, and majesty to be given to them but thee. Hallelujah. Therefore, we give sacrifice of praise, hallelujah, unto you, and we rejoice, hallelujah, as we call upon you. We bring the sacrifice of praise, and we thank you for bringing it into the house of the Lord, hallelujah, and we offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you this morning for our children. Thank you that you've kept them in their travels. Thank you that you, Lord, covered them. Thank you rebuked the hand of death. Thank you, Lord, for the great things you have done. Yes, for you have done great things when we're glad. Therefore, Lord God, will we offer praise unto thee. Therefore shall our lips, Lord Jesus Christ, be full of joy and gladness with thy name on it. Hallelujah. Sweet as honey and the honeycomb. Father, therefore will we give you glory and praise and honor and majesty and power and might and dominion, which is thine. Thine it is, thine it shall be forevermore. God, we bless you. Be magnified, thou King of glory. Hatobi Satalabai. Who is the King of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our next prayer, amen. Quickly, we are going to be praying for hope, because the enemy is trying to strip, amen, the people of God from hope, and that's the only thing that makes a person turn back, is because they have lost hope. Amen. Hope. Amen. That means that they don't see an expectation of a brighter side of any tribulation, any trial, circumstance, or condition. They cannot see beyond the veil. Whenever a man or woman loses hope, that's when you are faithless, because, amen, faith only gives substance to what you hope for. Amen. So if I don't have any hope, then I don't have anything to put my faith in. And the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must, amen, bless God, believe that he first is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's expectation. That's anticipation. So lift your right hand. Amen. As we get ready to go before him in Psalms 119, amen. And 49 is the scripture that we use, amen, when David said, Lord, remember thy servant under whom thou hast cause to hope. His word has given me hope. And David said, remember that word you gave me that caused me to hope when I didn't have none. Lift your right hand to Father in the name of Jesus. Today, I thank you that my hope has been revived, renewed, revigorated, and it is placed back on the pedestal of Lord glory. In Jesus' name, come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, because your word is a lamp to our feet. It's a light unto our path. It's the entrance of your word that gives us understanding. It's the entrance of your word that gives us light. And we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. We thank you because if it wasn't for your word, we wouldn't have an expectation. We wouldn't have an anticipation. We could not expect. We could not look for. We could not, Lord Jesus, see a brighter side. Father, we would all be messed up. So we thank you, Lord, for the hope that you've given us. Lamb of God, we thank you right now for your word that is impenetrable. Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, it penetrates to the very depthness of every hardened heart, every, Lord Jesus Christ, steel-framed mind, the hope that, Lord Jesus Christ, you said, in hopes of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, has promised before the foundation of the world. You said, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. So, God, we thank you now, and we pray, Lamb of God, let hope, Lord Jesus, grab the hearts and the minds of the people that are under this call now. Let the hope of God not arrest those that are laying down in pity, that are laying down in disparity and despondency, discouragement. Father, let the hope of God, how you become, Lord, the elevator to bring them out of the dungeon, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, of despair, and bring them, Lord, to the place of grandeur, heights, and glory. Hallelujah, to look and see you lifted up and your train filling the temple. Hallelujah. Father, let hope today, glory to God, become, Lord Jesus, the stair steps that we walk up, despite how many times we've heard no, despite how many times they said not so, despite how many times, Lord, they failed and fallen. Father, we thank you now because of the hang down head, we decree and declare, lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory can come into your soul. Father, we thank you right now this morning that hope, Lord Jesus, that maketh us not ashamed. Father, let them be arrested by hope. Let hope be wrapped around their necks as a garment this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You decreed and declared, Lord, when the men's were buffeted and when, Lord Jesus Christ, the water and the distance from the land, hallelujah, and the waves were boasted up against Peter, you decreed and declared to him, be of good cheer, it is I. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. God, let the hope arrest fear. Hope that we're coming out. Hope for a brighter side. Hope, Lord Jesus Christ, that has paid off. And now we take our faith and we apply it to that hope. And we have what we say. We have what we decree. We have what we ask for. We thank you in advance that it's already done. Hallelujah. In the matchless, wondrous name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him and we love him. And we're staying, amen, bless God, in that same vein this morning with staying in the simplicity of faith. Because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to, amen, please him. So for those of you that are going through, your faith is going to be your strength. Proverbs 24 and 10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So we're praying, amen, our faith become just like those cars that recharge, that it charges you up this morning. Hallelujah. Prepare you for the battle which is ahead. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning I decree and I declare my faith to be my armor, my faith to be my strength. I thank you. I will not faint in the day of adversity. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you now. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You said we cast down imaginations, every false image, every false, Lord, way, every, Lord Jesus Christ, imagination that contrary to that which you have showed us through your word, we pull it down. We don't just pull down, we are pulling down. We are constantly rebuking, hallelujah, denying, nullifying, and disbanding every myth, every spiritual dark lie that the enemy paints in the minds of your people, Father, and make them get weary and well-doing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our strength is being renewed day by day. Thank you this morning. We have the strength to run through the troop and leap over the wall. We will not faint in any adverse situation. As a matter of fact, we rejoice as the officers of your word, the enforcers of your word, and as those who have been called to fight the good fight of faith. We, Lord Jesus, glory in our tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope, and hope makes us not ashamed, God, because your love is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. We thank you this morning. Lord Jesus, it's through you we shall do valiantly. We shall run through the troop and leap over every opposing wall. We don't run from opposition. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing should bow. Hey, and it means hurt us. Glory. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we decree and we declare right now, Lord Jesus Christ, we are victorious and we walk as victors. We talk as victors. We are going to live as victors. We are not sitting waiting on pity party, hallelujah, somebody stroke us on our back. Father, we now take our positions and rise and shine and allow the glory of the Lord to come upon us. Be glorified through us, Lord. Be magnified through us. Let somebody see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hey, I am a dose. Father, we thank you for this faith that you've given unto us, which is sufficient. Sufficient for every adversity, sufficient for every demonic invasion. We bombast the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, thoughts of the enemy, and we pull down every high place in Jesus' name, to include our own egos, our own Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, self-exalted, Lord, failures, hambarasa, and we decree and declare through you we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through you that loved us, now unto the King eternal, the King immortal, the King invisible, to him be power, majesty, might, and dominion, both now, henceforth, and forevermore, in the mighty, matchless, magnificent, marvelous, miraculous, and magnanimous name of Jesus. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve, and we thank God for that. Psalm 91 and 10 declares that no evil shall befall thee, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. One thing that we are not going to do, we are not going to allow the enemy to take us out this year. Hallelujah. My God, I believe it's November the 29th, and we have two more days until December gets here, and we are not going to allow the enemy to take us out in the month of December by no disease, by no infirmity, by no evil. Psalm 91 declares, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Now, everything that we see written in the Word of God is written for a reason. The signs on the highway, it is 45 miles per hour. The signs on the street, 45 miles per hour. The signs on the highway, 70 miles per hour. But it is the officers or the police officers who enforce that law. Are you understanding that? All right, it can be right there, but people are passing. People won't even pay it any attention. But it is the officers who enforce that law. When we pray, when we intercede, when we decree and we declare, we enforce, my God, what is written. We enforce it. And so today, as we lift our voices and pray, we are enforcing Psalm 91, that no evil will befall us, and neither will any plague kala lalaba kushele mandala kosai. Neither will any plague come nigh our dwelling. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall me. No evil shall befall anyone near me or in my house. In the name of Jesus, I declare it. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that your word is written for us to enforce, for us to execute, for us to superimpose. So in the name of Jesus, I declare that no evil shall befall me. No evil shall befall my house. No evil shall befall this nation. No evil shall befall my children. No evil shall befall anyone that concerns me, anyone that is in my house, anyone that is outside of my house, anyone domestic or foreign, at home or abroad. No evil, no plague shall come nigh their dwelling on behalf of my children, on behalf of my husband, on behalf of my father, on behalf of my mother, on behalf of my wife. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring that no evil shall befall me. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. I curse infirmity. Father, there's a new variant of this virus that is out. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not come nigh our dwelling. Every programming of the enemy that is trying to come to this nation, this spirit of fear and terror, I will not be afraid of terror. I will not be afraid of the terror, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. I rebuke terror. I destroy terror. I cancel terror. For you said that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So in the name of Jesus, I rebuke fear. I bind fear. I curse fear. I dismantle fear. I eliminate fear. I destroy fear. Fear the Lord rebuke you. Fear, you are rebuked. Fear, you are dismantled. Fear, you are uprooted. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus, I'm declaring no plague come nigh my dwelling. No plague come nigh KCC. No evil shall befall KCC Charlotte. No evil shall befall KCC Houston. No evil, Elebo Shuka Mandala Kataya. No evil shall befall KCC Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville. No accident. No incident, no strange accident. No evil shall befall my vehicle. No evil shall befall the vehicles of my family. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke accidents. No evil, no evil, no evil. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command no evil to befall you. No evil to befall this nation. No evil to befall this country. No evil to befall the countries of the earth, the nations of the earth. No evil shall befall our president. No evil shall befall our vice president. We are commanded to pray for those in authority. Has nothing to do with being Democrat. Has nothing to do with being Republican. We command no evil to come nigh the dwelling. Father, I lift up those who are connected to me. No evil, no evil, no evil. No evil. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Ha! Labashata. Lebendelekita. Lita lamaso. Lobo kubandili mikiala. Landele beshe. Mendele kira labahasa. Vandele diele mondo. Robo kubasia. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word declares in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, Karabo Shande, Irabasi Kandala Maya, Ikandala Mahoya, Halili Andala Labasia, Yeri Oshakani, Mendele Andala Babasa, glory to God, Korobo Shande, Rebekura Rabasita, Iri Andala Mahaya. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, you said in verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. We are praying in the name of Jesus and are commanding the release of rain. Every blessing that belongs to me. It was the prophet who declared, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. And the prophet said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Everything in the cloud,
every blessing in the cloud, every breakthrough in the cloud that belongs to me. I command the cloud, empty themselves. Raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. Every breakthrough, every turnaround, every blessing in the cloud over my life, I command that cloud, empty yourself, empty yourself, empty yourself. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that there's a cloud of victory, a cloud of blessing, a cloud of breakthrough, a cloud of financial release that is over my head. And in the name of Jesus, as we pray today, I thank you that that cloud, hey, is emptying itself now. I command the release. Mala, luma kushene, lemenkele meklistili antolomoya, brangala lamanda labasha, hey, balabo shuleme, balabo shuleme, balabo shuleme, leleme shekele mandala kudala, rabala basha tanana manso, rokororobo kukushikine, likele bekeketele bekikala banda laba, rabade de baba shatalama, lemende lele bede bede de bede de basoto, rubi bibi bi an shekele ma, lemanda laba 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 de bebe di anda laba so, I command the cloud to empty themselves. Every blessing that is hanging over KCC, I command it to be released. Every blessing that is hanging over the members of KCC, those who are connected to KCC, every blessing hanging over my mother, hanging over my father, hanging over my sister, hanging over my brother, hanging over my husband, my wife, my children, those at home and abroad, those domestic and foreign, those within and without, in the name of Jesus, I command every blessing that is hanging over their head. Hey, 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 hey. I command that is in the cloud, empty, 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 empty. Father, I thank you for supernatural rain. I thank you for the abundance of rain. I thank you for the latter rain. Send the latter rain. Send the latter rain of revival. Send the latter rain of breakthrough. Send the latter rain of turnaround. Send the latter rain of healing. Father, send the latter rain of deliverance. Father, we are waiting. We are desperate for your rain in a dry and a thirsty land. As the deer panteth for the water brook, so panteth our soul after thee, O God. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. We thank you for rain. We are anointed by rain. Let the clouds empty themselves. Let the clouds empty themselves. Come on, open your mouth and command the clouds to empty themselves. Command the clouds to empty themselves over your family, over your son, over your daughter. Command the clouds to empty themselves. Father, hey, Shata, Lebo Shomo, Mushani, Lilele Mendele Kita, Leba Baba Shata, Shata Lamanda, Lukumasi. You said that if the cloud be full of rain, that they would empty themselves. Father, I command, Leba Baba Shata, drought to be rebuked. I rebuke drought, and I thank you that no longer will I experience drought in my body, drought in my prayer life, drought in my finances, drought in my body, drought in my mind, drought in my business. Father, hey, 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 I thank you. Shato, Ushane, Lemelebe Jete, Ilelebo Kosha, I thank you for rain. Divine rain, supernatural rain. My God, I thank you for rain. I rebuke drought. I rebuke drought in the nations of the earth that are experiencing drought. My God, I rebuke famine. And I declare that today we walk in a land that flows with milk and honey. We receive that honey. We are anointed of that honey. Male, male mi kiangalamo, lulolobo shate, yembe yeshe. Come on, Lord, empty the cloud. May the clouds be empty, and may we receive the rain. May we receive the rain. May we receive the rain. We command the rain to fall. Let it fall. Let it fall in the name of Jesus. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. It is that blessing. God is faithful. God is great, and he is indeed greatly to be praised.
We honor him today. Why do we honor him? Because he's God. And beside him, there is none other. We know that it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that do indeed avail as much. Again, if I was you, I would give myself the prayer, intercession, calling on the name of the Lord, enforcing his word today. What are we praying today? We are praying for our hope. As Pastor Butler said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We're praying for our hope. We're praying the prayer of Jesus that our faith don't fail us. We are praying that no evil would befall us, our nation, our children. Amen. The enemy is trying to plan something because he doesn't want you to make it to 2022. Trust me, he doesn't. If you had seen the things that I had seen, I have someone dear to me who I see the enemy is about to cause them to miss it, and they're going to miss it through offense. I was talking to another saint last night, hallelujah, who was going through something, and they say, look, Pastor, this person got offended, and now that they're offended, they done lost their mind, and people don't get it. I taught a message the other day and said, forgive quickly. Amen. Get things out of your heart quickly. Because if not, it's going to destroy your life. And you're going to find yourself stuck while everybody else is being blessed. And these are demonic attacks to keep you out of place so that you'll miss everything that God has for you. But to each his own. I see what God's getting ready to do for his people. And that's why you got to really be on guard this year. But make sure you're on guard as you pray at the end of this month. Because the enemy don't want you to make it to 2022. Because it is the beginning of a new time, a new space, but the ending of a cycle. Enforce that no evil shall befall you. And enforce that every cloud that belongs to you this week, that it would empty itself and you would receive the reign of God. You are blessed. You are favored. You know, when I started this, I said I want to have you over here by 6:35, and I've just been getting happy and keep you on the 40 and 45. So I want to honor what I had originally said. But you are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. You are more than conquerors. Amen. I'm excited about your future, and I'm grateful that I know who I am. And because I know who I am, I don't have to make any deals with God. I can come before the throne boldly. Amen. And walk in confidence of who I am. My God, let us come before the throne of grace. Amen. That we may find grace to help. That we may, hallelujah, let's come before the throne of grace. That we may find to obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. You can have whatever you want. Decree it. Declare it. And it shall happen. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. We got prayer at 6 o'clock. You know we got prayer at all locations at the normal time. You that can pray, make it your business to pray. Be faithful and committed. I'll see you at 6 o'clock calling on the name of the Lord. More grace.